Hi everyone, it's Jo, and I'm sat in a Wetherspoons pub in Exeter, just waiting for Rob to come back because he's nipped out for a cigarette. And it's been a really quiet time between Christmas and New Year, to be honest, for us. We've not done a lot of, the weather's been pretty bad, although today is beautiful, which is lovely. We managed to get down on the beach one day, and we also went to Haldon Forest for a dog walk another day. But those were about the two best days. The rest of it's been pretty rainy and windy. But today it seems to be on the change. It's like a summer's day. Well, not summer's day because it's not hot, but it's like a spring day. The sun's shining. And we'd promised the girls, Jodie and Tammy, Tammy's staying with us over Christmas and New Year. We promised we'd bring them to Exeter so they could have a look at the shops and things. So we brought them to Wetherspoons and we had lunch, and the girls have gone on shopping, and Rob and I are just relaxing with a couple of drinks. I'm having a nice glass of rosé. Rob's drinking real ale. He's had something called it's an American brewed real ale, which is quite unusual apparently, so I'm told. Not that I know anything about real ales, but Righteous I think it's called. And then he's just having I might have to check with him when he gets back what it is, because I can't remember. No, it's gone. What's the beer you're drinking, Rob?
Xmas.
Oh, you pig. Thanks for that. Xmas. And they're both quite strong. I've tasted both of them. The Righteous one was horrible. I'm sure if you're
real. Rocky
Fuel.
Rocky Fuel.
Yeah, very, very strong. You could taste it was very strong. I didn't like it. But the Xmas one. The Xmas one is nicer, a bit gentler. It's still strong though, isn't it?
5%.
Yeah. Real ales tend to be, don't they? Quite strong.
£2.29 a pint.
I know, you can't beat Wetherspoons, can you?
Yeah, I think we're moving here.
We've been talking to a chap who's he's from here, isn't he? I think he lives in Exeter, does he?
Yeah.
Or hereabouts. So he was chatting, and he keeps dogs, and so we're having a natter with him, so that was nice. We went for a walk round the cathedral grounds just for a few minutes before, just to get some fresh air. That was nice. They do rooftop tours at Exeter Cathedral. Quite fancy that. No, we'd be able to see anything, but I think it would be interesting nevertheless. So next year, I can say that now because it's only a day away, we're going to do that, I think. But Exeter is quite a nice city. It's a walled city, and as we were walking, we got the train in and walked from Exeter St Thomas Station to the Wetherspoons, which is called the Chevalier. And you could see, one of three in Exeter. You could see part of the walls, couldn't you? Not much of it left, but Exeter is quite a nice city. So we're just chilling, really, waiting for the girls to give us a ring and let us know that. Oh, notification coming through. Just waiting for the girls to finish their mooching around the shops. God knows how long they'll be. And then we'll head off back home on the train. And we're not doing anything for New Year, we're just going to have a quiet one at home. We used to always go out for New Year's Eve before Jodie was born. And even when she was a toddler, if we could get a babysitter, we would go out and drink till the birds were sinking on New Year's Day, wouldn't we?
But you're getting old now.
Yeah, 42. Yeah, it's not, no. Don't like the hangover the next day. It's not fun. So, yeah, but I'll be back tomorrow probably just after midnight to wish everybody Happy New Year. But whatever you're doing, stay safe, and I hope you all have a good one. And whether it's a quiet one or whether you're going out partying or whatever, but enjoy yourselves. And I shall, if I can't think of anything else to talk about later today, which is probable that I won't, we shall see you all in 2014. And if you've listened to these ramblings, as always, thanks. And I shall speak to you soon. Do you want to say bye?
Bye.